This is PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and the Caribbean from 16 to 1655 UTC on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. For more information about PCJ Media, contact us by email at pcjmedia@gmail.com. Coming up, The Happy Station Show. This is the Happy Station Show. Well, just after 16 hours UTC, welcome again to the Happy Station Show. It's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. We have a fun show today. We had a request, actually, to play something on the show. Now, normally I don't play music requests, and this is not a music request. It's a request to hear somebody who was connected with Happy Station not that long, for 1 year. And that is Pete Myers, who is the third host of the show. He took over from Tom in 1992 and remained with the show for 1 year, and then Jonathan Gruber took over. So we have some wonderful clips of Pete on today's show, so stay tuned for that. So let's kick off right away with the Sky Masters from Holland and Opus 1. We'll be right back. Opus One and the Skymasters, beginning today's edition of the show. As I said earlier, well, actually right at the beginning of the show, today we're talking about Pete Myers. Now, this is because a regular listener of ours by the name of Carol Aubert said that she remembers Pete Myers very well. She remembers the number of programs that he did at Radio Netherlands and even remembers for 1 year listening to Pete as he hosted the Happy Station show. And is it possible to maybe play some of Pete? Well, guess what? I contacted my good friends in the archives department of Radio Netherlands, and they sent along a lot, actually. Of course, we can't play everything, so I've chosen some of the best and funniest moments. Now, I have a personal message about Pete, and I met Pete in 1992, just a few months after he took over from Tom as host of the show. I remember how I met him. I just walked into Radio Netherlands, and I was going to meet one of the engineers for a coffee, and I got into the elevator, and the elevator door opened on the first floor, and there was Pete Myers. So I introduced myself, and I promptly said, well, if you have any time, I would love to have an interview with you for a radio show that I was doing back in Canada at the time. And he said, yes, come by tomorrow, and I did. So I showed up at Radio Netherlands the following day. It was around maybe 1 or 1:30 in the afternoon, and I went straight up to his office on the second floor. And it was a very interesting afternoon. I think we must have spent probably 6 or 7 hours together. The interview itself was no longer than 30 minutes. And we just talked and talked and talked about a number of things. And I even had him record some station IDs and breaks for the station that I was with at the time, which the station break, actually it was only one, and it was only supposed to be maybe like 10 seconds, but it ended up taking 15 minutes. And that was because of Pete's sense of humor. When I think about that afternoon, I can't help but laugh. Pete was an extraordinary man, and definitely one of a kind. Pete Myers passed away on December 15th, 1998. He would have been 70 years old this year. And he had a long history within broadcasting. He was with the BBC Africa Service, and then he was recruited in 1976 to revamp the Radio Netherlands African Service with a show called Afrocine. And he did a number of programs at Radio Netherlands, which have all become classics in many ways. Now, the first clip that we're going to take a listen to is a show that he did on the BBC called PM. Now, this was a fascinating interview program because every week there could be a special guest, anybody from a politician to a well-known actress, model, singer, computer engineer, probably lavatory inspector, you name it, Pete probably interviewed them. And this is probably the best way to summarize Pete's style. We're going to take a listen to two clips. First is the wonderful Shirley Bassey, when Pete interviewed Shirley Bassey, followed by a very interesting comment that he made to Ingrid Bergman.
16 years ago, when I was a puberty pimple student at college in Rochester, Kent, and very active on the Students' Entertainment Committee, one of my chores was to organize the students' annual outing to a West End theater, an event somewhat colored by my predecessor, who had a marked preference for Shakespeare. For years, the students would be bussed to London for the day and bored out of their angry young minds by the eternal bard and infernal actors. The only thing they looked forward to was the titanic booze-up we used to have on the bus on the way back after the show. Now, the year I inherited the job, 1956, I decided to break with tradition and offer my fellow students something even Shakespeare would have appreciated: sex. It had arrived in the West End that summer in the delicious shape of an exciting 18-year-old from Cardiff. They billed her as the Tigress of Cardiff Bay, and with a voice that shattered the rafters and a song that outraged the nation, she was the West End's biggest attraction in a variety review called Talk of the Town. Well, I took my fellow students to that show, and to this day they remain in my debt. For we caught the very first public performances of a British singer who has matured into one of the most flamboyant international entertainers of our time. And my guest on PM today, Miss Shirley Bassey.
Who's got a match or strike him? Don't say it all depends. Who wants to help me burn my candle at both ends? Who's got a light he's hiding under a bushel, friends? Who wants to help me burn?
Can I ask a very candid comment? I mean, is there a bit of a tart in you as well? When you know, there's a bit of bitchiness in you.
There must be, because all the parts I get sent to me, they're all about tarts, you know. Whores, you know. There must be a bit tart. I mean, when I do big spend, I really feel like a tart. And I probably look like one. And I love it.
You know, I'll tell you a little story about Joan of Arc. That was, in fact, the very first film I ever saw you in, when I was a young man, a kid.
Yeah.
And it had a tremendous effect on me, because after the burning at the stake scene, I don't know, it must have touched some spark in my psychology, but I was fascinated by you being burnt at the stake. And there was a young girl who lived in the next door, across the wall, and she used to have a lot of dolls.
Yeah.
And I stole about 7 of her dolls and burnt them at a stake. And in my imagination, each one of those dolls was you.
What did she say about that?
Well, she didn't know. She didn't know for quite some time. She just kept noticing that her dolls kept missing. She would leave them in the garden. And then finally, one afternoon, while I was in the blazing away, you see, with her last precious little doll, she looked over the wall and screamed and howled. And her mother came, and my parents had to pay for 7 dolls because of you.
Well, I hope you made 7 saints out of the dolls.
Now, you can tell Pete had a very interesting style of interviewing. He would come up with questions that most interviewers would not even think of. Upon joining Radio Netherlands, like I said earlier, Pete did a lot of different programs, but Pete also had an incredible sense of humor, and having been born in India and having grown up in India, he was very good at doing voices and accents. Now, Radio Netherlands at the time had a show called Asia Scan, and the host, Mike Bullard, interviewed a Indian mountaineer about finding a yeti in the Himalayas. Now, if anybody had paid attention, this broadcast did go out on April 1st, April Fool's Day. But nevertheless, a lot of people were fooled by it. So here's Mike Bullard from Radio Netherlands interviewing Pete Myers, but not as Pete Myers, but as an Indian mountaineer.
Today on Asia Scan, a world exclusive, because since the beginning of this week, rumors have been reaching us here to the effect that a yeti has not only been sighted in Nepal, but actually captured by a team of Indian mountaineers. The first time that the abominable snowman, as the yeti is known, has been taken into captivity. Well, early this morning, I managed to track down the leader of the Indian team, Professor Ram Gopal, to their base camp at the foot of the K2 mountain. And there I spoke to him by phone about this exciting discovery. Professor Ram, how did you capture the yeti?
We start the expedition, you see, about 1 month ago to go look for the yeti. We go up in the Himalayas and we are making camp just on K2, just about 4 kilometers from K2 mountain. You know this one?
Yes.
Well, then we are camping there one night, and one night one of our Sherpa man, he come running down the hill, he say, yeti coming, yeti coming. And then we standing there, we see this big yeti chasing him. So when my friend, I say, quick, come, and we get one big net, and we put it by the tent, and the yeti is walking into the net. Very simple.
Is the yeti wild?
My God, yes, he is very wild. He is livid. He is shaking everything in the cage over there. I don't know what we are going to do, how we are going to get him to Delhi.
Well,
he looks very angry.
Well, congratulations, Professor Ram, and thank you for talking to us. I'll leave you now to go off and feed the yeti. What do you feed him on?
What? I don't know. Yesterday we gave him 2 Sherpas, but maybe today we'll have to cut back.
You're running out of Sherpas?
We're running out of Sherpas, I'm telling you.
Professor Ram Gopal, leader of the Indian expedition to K2, and that's a story I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about.
When I've heard that time and time again, I can't help but laugh. Now, one of the biggest challenges I think that Pete probably had in his career was becoming the third host of The Happy Station. I mean, that's not an easy task, you know? I mean, Eddie starts, you know, did the show for over 40 years. Tom Meyer did the show for 22 years. So for over 60 years, the show had only two hosts. So how do you come in to do a show and change it and do it in a different way? Well, this is the opening that Pete Myers did for the first Happy Station show as host back in the early 90s.
Well, this is it, the very first show of the new season. I'm Pete Myers, and from this point on, I have the pleasure of being your Sunday host. And I must admit, you know, taking over a show that's only had two hosts in 64 years is a daunting experience. I mean, for four decades, the Happy Station was dominated by Eddie Starts, a man I never knew, but who made this program his whole life. He rattled his teacup, and he was kind, and he was charming and considerate, and had this image of being everybody's favorite uncle. And then in 1970, along came my old buddy Tom Meyer, and he imprinted his personality on the show for two decades. He could speak, what, 1,000 languages. He could sing. He loved animals, is kind-hearted, considerate, wonderful with grandmothers, and was all sweetness and light. Now, he was the nearest thing to Mary Poppins Radio Netherlands ever had, or will ever get. So, what do you get? Since 1928, you got 40 odd years with Happy and Pappy and your favorite uncle, and 20 odd years of Mary Poppins, and suddenly you tune in today, and you're confronted with a middle-aged neurotic with a big mouth, a gammy leg, and a sex life put on hold. Well, darlings, at long last, welcome to the real world, and spread the word. The Wicked Witch of the Lowlands has arrived. And yes, dears, I do have a credo, too. It's short, it's sweet, it's funky.
Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done.
So let the good time roll.
I say let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old.
You ought to get together and let the good time roll
out. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to go out and spend some cash.
And let the good time roll now.
I'm talking about the good times. Well, it makes no difference whether you're young or old.
All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll.
And that was Pete Myers introducing the first Happy Station show as him as host in the early 1990s. And I want to thank the people in the archives department of Radio Netherlands for sending those clips along. You're listening to the Happy Station show, broadcasting to North America from 16 to 1655 UTC on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. We have a couple of special programs which I will tell you about after we take a listen to this from Jimmy Scott. Here's Holding Back the Years.
The fears I've had so long, when somebody hears, listen to the fear that's gone, strangled by the wishes of terror, hoping for the arms of mirror, get to meet her sooner or later. I'll keep holding on, I'll keep holding on, keep holding on, I'll keep holding on. holding back the year. Chance for me escape from all I've known. Holding back the tears, 'cause nothing here has grown. I've wasted all my tears, wasted all those years. Nothing had the chance to be good, and nothing ever could. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. That's all I have today. All I have to say.
Jimmy Scott holding back the years here on the International Happy Station. Now time for some of our emails. Oh, we have quite a few interesting ones that have come in. First, want to say hello to Cliff Wang. Also, Ivan Knight, a listener who listens via the internet in India by the name of Rajesh Chandwani. I apologize. I know I'm totally screwing up the name. Maybe we'll give you a good laugh, and you'll probably say, I have to tune into that idiot to see what names he mispronounces every week. Well, I have no problem with that. An interesting one here, which came from Charlie Mantara, who lives in Norway. Now, Mantara is not exactly a very Norwegian name. In fact, no, he's not Norwegian at all. He's originally from the Philippines, but has been living in Norway for a number of years. And he says that he started tuning into the Happy Station show via the internet about 4 months ago when he came across it by accident, and he's been listening to the program ever since. Occasionally, he says that he will tune into the transmissions to North America, New Zealand, via the live web streams. Well, Charlie, thank you very much, and I hope that you're enjoying the Happy Station Facebook page page that we have from pcjmedia.com. And one here from Vicky Gilliam, or Victoria Gilliam. She goes by two names in her letter. She says, hello, this is Victoria, but then she signs it Vicky. So probably the same thing anyway. And I use this letter, this email, earlier on because she was asking me about my favorite shows and what shows I don't like. And if anybody had tuned in at 200 UTC, you would have heard me mention my thoughts about Arne Koro and DXers Unlimited. Now, I said it was basically the most boring radio show that I've ever heard. And Arne has been spewing out some things, not just about me, but about some other people who have programs that are on the air saying they were like CIA spies or were funded by the CIA and stuff like that. And, well, Arne is living in the Cold War. It's 2009. The Berlin Wall came down 20 years ago, but Arne is still stuck back in 1989, you know. But anyway, I don't want to go on about that now. Vicky, thank you very much. And she also asked for a QSL card. Luckily, of the five emails that I have in front of me right now, there's some others that we didn't get to. Three of you did include your postal address. So if you want our QSL card, which is just a world map, it's not nothing too interesting, do send your address along as well. All right, now time for a message from our good friend, Bob Zanotti.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs. SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Again, the website for Switzerland in Sound is just that, www.SwitzerlandInSound.com. The coded message, yes, the coded message, to enter the lucky draw that we will have at the end of the year. And it's very easy to do. Just send an email or write us to tell us what time you heard the message and on what date, and we will enter you into the lucky draw, which we will have for the transmission at 16 hours UTC on December 31st, which will be 2 hours long. The same goes for our transmission to South America, but the two shows will be different, and we have some wonderful surprises coming up on those two shows, but that's all I'm going to say right now. I'm not going to give too much information. Anyway, let's now dip into this week's mailbag. All right, we have a few here. And as I said before, we can't mention every single one. The first one here is from Liz Hernandez Sosa in Cuba, Glen Raspin. Mohammed Mubarak in Egypt, who listens via the web. Peter van Imus, who is from Pretoria in South Africa. And he heard about the Happy Station from Springbok Radio. He said that one of the hosts was talking about the fact that he was interviewed on Happy Station, and he did a search for the show, and he has been listening. So thank you very much, Peter. And another one here, actually, which comes to us from China, a listener by the name of Thomas Liu, who told me in his letter that the PCJ website is actually blocked in China, as well as the audio files and Radio Miami International. And then he writes on to say how he listens, which is very interesting, because I used to do the same thing. There's a lot of websites, as you probably know, that are blocked in China. But if you download a proxy server, you can access them with no problem. So that's how That's how he listens. Anyway, thank you very much, Thomas. And if you want to send in a letter to us, a greeting, hello, a message for someone, or just to say oogly boogly, the address is Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. You can find out all the contact information at the PCJ website at www.pcjmedia.com. All right, now time for more music. We're going to take a listen to a song from the Kill Bill soundtrack. That's Kill Bill 1, which was directed by Quentin Tarantino, which happens to be my favorite film of all time. This is from the soundtrack. It's Japanese singer Miko Kazi with Flower of Carnage here on the Happy Station. Miko Kaji with Flower of Carnage, a song that was featured on the Kill Bill soundtrack. the first soundtrack to the first Kill Bill. And it was an interesting story about how Kill Bill came about, because Quentin Tarantino did this whole movie and then realized, wait a second, it's a bit too long, so let's make it two movies, which is what he did. And it is one of my favorites. I love the film so, so much. It's very odd, and it's almost like watching an anime. Now, if you're not familiar with anime is a type of cartoon which is very popular in Japan. Well, not just Japan, also in the rest of Asia, and also in parts of Europe and North America. And it is definitely a lot of fun. All right, I want to take a moment actually to tell you about a couple of upcoming special programs. Next week on Friday and Saturday, there is a special program from PCJ about Ears to Our World. And if you don't know who Ears to Our World is, a few months ago, Thomas Witherspoon, the guy who started off Ears to Our World, was on the show. They send out shortwave radios, self-powered, I should say, shortwave radios to schools in Africa. And there's those 2 days, the 20th and 21st of November, there's going to be a special program from PCJ about Ears to Our World, and that's next week. And you can find out more details at the PCJ website at www.pcjmedia.com. Just a while ago, I was remembering a message that I saw probably in February. The message was posted by somebody who I don't remember, but it was about, you know, the revival of the Happy Station Show. And he seemed to be a little bitter, very bitter. That's the only way I could describe it. Saying the show is probably going to be like hard rock. Have I played any of that yet? No. And probably full of Leonard Cohen. And I don't think we played Leonard Cohen once. But this brings me to another letter that we had from somebody asking, do I like Leonard Cohen? And the answer is yes. So I'm going to dedicate this to you who likes Leonard Cohen, and to that one person out there who didn't like the idea of Happy Station coming back, thinking that it was just going to be nothing but Leonard Cohen and hard rock and heavy metal and stuff like that. Well, it isn't. But I thought I'd dedicate this Leonard Cohen song to you just to annoy you. That's a fun thing to do, isn't it? Here's Leonard Cohen and So Long, Marianne on the Happy Station.
Come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your poem. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Now so long, Marianne, it's time we began to lie and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Well, you know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we were all in the green lilac park. crucifix. As we went kneeling through the dark, oh, so long, Marianne, I'm weeping to laugh and cry. It all again. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge and you're fine. Spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. Now so long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all. Hidden love, I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long. Such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, oh, so long.
Leonard Cohen and So Long, Marianne. I want to take a moment actually to tell you about some of the repeat editions of Happy Station that do go out. First, actually, I want to tell you about the transmission to South America, which is at 2 hours UTC on Thursday. This program is not repeated. But the show that you're listening to right now, this one, from 16 to 1655 UTC, is repeated at various times. It's first repeated at 8 hours UTC and 14 hours UTC on Fridays, Saturdays at 19 hours UTC, and Sundays at 19 hours UTC, and then the following Wednesday at 1 hour UTC. So the transmission at 16 hours UTC is repeated at 8 hours UTC and 14 hours UTC Friday, 19 hours UTC Saturday, and 19 hours UTC Sundays, and then the following week, just before the Wednesday of the new show, Wednesdays at 100 UTC. And I have to thank Glenn Hauser of World of Radio for sending that along. I think I confused some people when I was giving out time changes and stuff like that, and had no idea that Europe was done a week before North America, which I screwed it up. But thank you, Glenn, for sending that along. And you can also hear Glenn's show at various times on WRMI and WBCQ and some other places as well. But you can check out his website, which is worldofradio.com. That's worldofradio.com to find out all the schedules and airings for that show. All right, time for more music. Let's take a listen to Tony Hatch and his orchestra with Sounds of the 70s here on The Happy Station.
Minus 3, 2...
Tony Hatch and his orchestra with Sounds of the 70s. And we've nearly come to the end of the show, but before we go, I want to remind you, I'm getting tongue-twisted, I want to remind you again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And the website's been up now for just over 2 weeks. Still work in progress. We're fixing out the typos, adding some new pictures, adding some new pages. And so do check it out. There's going to be a page coming soon, and I'll tell you when later on, of course. But it's going to be a Happy Station PCJ store. Now, you may think it's going to be like t-shirts and coffee mugs and stuff like that. No, not at all. It's actually going to be radios, all kinds of radios, shortwave, longwave, AM, FM, as well as some Wi-Fi radios. And I think the advantage of being in Taiwan is we can get them directly from the factory, directly from the place that is making them. So I can tell you that the prices will be a lot lower, a lot lower than you will find anywhere. And even the postage, by the way, for sending out the radios, even if you add that on, it's still going to be a lot less. That's the only thing I will say right now. So check out pcjmedia.com. And I will tell you when that website, when that page on the website will be coming up. Let me see. Do I have something else to mention? Oh, yes. Once again, I want to remind you, next week my guest on the show is going to be David Monson. And that is going to be on November the 15th, right here at 16 hours UTC. But that, since that is a special edition of the show, it will be airing to all regions. So the September 19th edition of the Happy Station will be airing to all regions, including New Zealand on Saturday the 20th and Indonesia on the 21st of November. That's David Monson. You know, we've had some very odd weather here in Taiwan. As I mentioned before, we're now going into our fall period, and the weather was beautiful outside. No humidity, beautiful blue skies. But I think I spoke too soon, because on Saturday, it just got extremely humid again, and I finally turned my air conditioning on for the first time in about a month. That's how hot and humid it got. I hope that doesn't last too long. Anyway, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, who has done a marvelous job over the past few days connecting up our new mixing desk in our new studio. Kevin, congratulations to you. I applaud you. And our own Johan Backer, who helps out with the production of the show and uploading the programs to the different relays. Thank you to you. So on behalf of them, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and South America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.